Kidverse presents The Naughty Lion Cub, a magical jungle tale. Let's begin. Deep within the heart of a dense and vibrant forest, a playful lion cub named Leo loved to cause trouble. As the son of the mighty Lion King, who ruled over the forest with kindness and wisdom, Leo often felt invincible. His father's reputation and power made him feel like he could get away with anything. One sunny afternoon, Leo's mischief reached new heights. While exploring the forest, he stumbled upon a baby monkey named Max, who was playing near the river. Max, terrified of the water, cried out for help. "Please don't, I don't know how to swim," Max pleaded. But Leo, fueled by his mischievous streak, ignored Max's pleas and pushed him into the river. Luckily, Uncle Bear, who was nearby, heard Max's cries and rescued him just in time. Uncle Bear scolded Leo, "You need to be more careful, young lion. Your actions could have had serious consequences." Max's father, the Monkey King, was furious when he heard about the incident. "How dare the lion cub treat my son this way? It's unacceptable," he exclaimed. Days passed and Leo's mischief continued. He chased away a flock of pigeons pecking at grains on the ground, shouting, "Shoo, shoo, this is my territory." But in his haste, Leo failed to notice a patch of quicksand ahead. As he chased the pigeons, Leo found himself stuck and sinking fast. He cried out for help, but no one was around to hear him. Just when he thought all was lost, Max, the baby monkey he had tormented earlier, arrived at the scene. Max didn't hold a grudge against Leo. Instead, he quickly ran to fetch his father and the other monkeys. Together, they worked tirelessly to pull Leo out of the quicksand. With great effort, they finally managed to rescue him. Leo was grateful and ashamed of his past actions. "Thank you for saving me," he said, hanging his head in shame. "I'm truly sorry for all the trouble I caused." Max's father, the Monkey King, looked at Leo with kindness and wisdom. "We all make mistakes, but it's how we learn from them that matters. Remember to treat others with kindness and always offer a helping hand." Leo took the Monkey King's words to heart. From that day on, he made a conscious effort to change his ways. He apologized to the pigeons he had chased away and helped them find food. He even assisted Uncle Bear in rescuing other animals in need. As Leo grew older, he became known as the most helpful and kind-hearted lion in the forest. The other animals looked up to him and his father. The Lion King couldn't be prouder. The forest was once again a place of harmony and joy, where everyone looked out for one another, and Leo, the former troublemaker, had become a true hero and a friend to all the forest creatures. The lesson of the story: kindness, responsibility, and the willingness to learn from our mistakes are essential qualities. It's important to treat others with respect and empathy, as our actions have consequences. Additionally, offering help and being considerate can lead to personal growth and the respect of others. Leo's transformation from a mischievous cub to a kind-hearted lion teaches us that it's never too late to change and make amends. Did you know? Lion cubs learn to hunt by playing with their siblings, but it's important to play fairly and kindly, as Leo learns in the story. Did you know? Bears, like Uncle Bear in the story, are great swimmers and can run very fast despite their size. Now let's talk about the story. Where did the mischievous lion cub live? Why did no one dare to scold the lion cub? What did the lion cub do to the baby monkey by the river? Who rescued the baby monkey from the river? How did the monkey's father react to the lion cub's behavior? What did the lion cub do to the pigeons? How did the lion cub get stuck in the quicksand? Who saw the lion cub stuck in the quicks and decided to help? How did the monkeys rescue the lion cub from the quicksand? What lesson did the lion cub learn by the end of the story? Fun things to try. Kindness pledge. Write your own kindness pledge, promising to treat others with respect and offer help whenever needed. Decorate it with jungle-themed designs. Design a lion cub's journal. Create journal entries for Leo, reflecting on how he felt before and after learning his lesson. Quicks and experiment. Create a simple experiment to understand quicks and using water, sand, and a small object. Write what you observed. That was The Naughty Lion Cub, a magical jungle tale from Kidverse. You can read this story and see all the pictures at kidversehub.com. Thank you for listening, and keep being curious.